next patient doesn't do USTA and enters ANDRUWS 1-2013. So if the patient comes in playing in the following, the patient was hospitalized, was worried about apnea, appeared to be periodic breathing, where they stopped for maybe a second or so, usually less than three. Patient seems to be growing out of that somewhat, has it had less. They found when the patient is on her, the patient's on his tummy or on his side, seems to happen less. Obviously, being on the stomach in a child who can barely lift his head up, I counseled against that, quite frankly. I said, you know, with Thunderbird and Death Syndrome, I cannot advise that to be okay. I simply can't. So she has been advised, I think stop doing that. I said, the side, I think it's acceptable, but I said, on the stomach, I just simply can't advise that. But she thought the back, though, the child seemed to have more, and they seemed to, quote, stumble onto the cure. I did tell them the periodic breathing is not associated with any terrible outcomes, and true apnea at this age for a term baby would be in the absence of other metabolic and or congenital abnormalities would be very unusual. And this is 98-0, he TMS clear throat, cardiovascular rhythm, and strike for auscultation, bachelor for the benign exam. My son's periodic breathing plan will follow up in 3 weeks for immunizations. They're going to see pulmonology, although I'm not sure exactly what kind of workup does need to be done at the present time.